Good morning.
Love
Welcome to International
Radio.
Mass. Good morning. Welcome to International Masterminds Association's discussion on Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. Today, we've got a show planned for you, but let's pause for a break.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Okay. Well, now, this morning, our show will focus on the power of the mastermind. This is the ninth step to riches, the driving force. If you would just indulge me a moment, I'd like to share a part of the chapter. It says, persistence creates faith. From faith comes power, and power is essential for success in the accumulation of money. So here's what we know. We know that no matter what we want to accomplish in life, money is a part of that process. You can't have perfect health without money. You can't have the ability to travel the world without money. No matter what it is that you want to accomplish in life, money is attached to it. So when we say think and grow rich, even in just educating yourself, it all goes back to money. So we want to just help our first-time listener understand that money is a good thing, especially being that it gets you to your end results. And that's your dreams, your goals, and your aspirations. This morning, we're fortunate enough to have Isabella Rivers with us. Good morning, Izzy.
Good morning, Cheryl.
How are you, darling?
I'm fine, thank you. And good morning to our radio listeners this morning.
Now, Izzy, how were you introduced to Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich?
I was introduced, let me just give you a brief synopsis of the story. I was in, store it was, but I ran into Ann McNeil, and I had previously known Ann from when we was in another business venture, which was Amway. But I hadn't seen Ann for, I guess, maybe 3 or 4 years. And when I ran into her, She told me to follow her home at her home, and I did. And when I walked in, when I got to the door, she says, I want you to come into the house of faith. And it kind of struck me, house of faith. And here, this big home on 3 golf courses and on a cul-de-sac, and I'm like, whoa. And when she explained to me how she got it, she gave me the book. She signed it, Think and Grow Rich. And she told me to read it, and I did. And then following that, she informed me that she had a meeting at her home, and I was welcome. Well, I jumped on the bandwagon, and from that first meeting, I've been hooked every sense on Think and Grow Rich, the principles of Think and Grow Rich. Ann was the one that Ms. McNeil introduced me to the concept of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Interesting you would say that, because as I speak to most people who read the book, they read the book and then they do absolutely nothing with the principles. Now, here's what I happen to know. I know that you are now doing some fantastic things. I believe Royal Host and Cruises is the name of your company.
Royal
Did that come through Masterminding?
Yes, yes. When before I started Royal Host Tours and Cruises, I was an accountant for the Department of Human Services. And I always had traveling on my mind. I love to travel. And one of the things, I had a good job. I was, you know, I was thankful for the job that I had, but I wanted to do more. I wanted to fulfill my dreams of traveling the world. And through the meetings and meeting with the Mastermind group, that powerful group, it gave me the incentive, fam, start your own company. And that's what I did. And it was at the meeting that I sat down and I wrote out what I wanted my company to be named. I did like a plan for it, but I didn't put the action to the plan at that time because I was employed by the department. So as time progressed, I started putting my plans of actions together and started dipping and dabbing into it, you know, like on weekends. It was a hobby. It was a hobby of putting trips together. And for some reason, my department made me travel lazy on for the department, and I was putting together not cruises, but I was putting together their hotel accommodation, airfare, everything that it took for them to travel to their maybe their workshops or their conferences, seminars, and I just developed that more love for putting together traveling packages. So, yes, it was through the Mastermind group that I really came into where I am today.
So we often hear that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So unbeknownst to your employer at the time, they started training you to run your own business.
Yes.
By having you having you plan trip reservations and hotel connections and all of those things. Wow, that's great. So now, what is exactly is it that you do through Royal Host? Is am I saying it right? Royal Host.
We are. You can just Royal Host. It's Royal Host.
No,
Tours,
I want to say the real name.
No, well, Royal Host Tours and Cruises.
Okay. So what exactly do you do with Royal Host Tours and Cruises?
Well, I coordinate not only groups, but individuals also. If they want to go on a cruise, whether it's a 1 day, 5 day, 7 day, I've done 14 days. I did a 17-day cruise. I coordinate cruises for them, and then also I had a group to go to Alaska last year. I coordinated the tour package once they got to Alaska of where to go, and like I said, regardless of whether it's a group or one, I coordinate tours and cruises. That's why I am the vacation specialist now.
Okay, and I know you do a lot of honeymoon things as well. Now, would you say that that's one of your biggest accomplishments as a result of Masterminding?
Yes, it is. It is my, you mean in starting my own business, Royal Host Tours and Cruises? Is that one of my biggest accomplishments? Yes, it's my biggest accomplishment. It's the love of my life. And I just eat, sleep, sit to the computer 8-9 hours, putting packages together. I just love it. Yes, it's my life now.
Okay. When you first was introduced to Masterminding, I'm sure you connected with various groups of people. How long have you been masterminding, may I ask?
You know, I look at my records, and I got information far back as 1993. And it's like April of 1993. I keep, you wouldn't believe it, I'm not a Rat Pack, but I keep my information. And I look back and I saw 1993 is when I first met with Anne to start, you know, well, she introduced me to Masterminders, but it was 93 when I really got into it.
So you've been masterminding for, so you've been masterminding for 20 years?
Yes, ma'am, yes, yes. 20 beautiful years. Mm-hmm.
And I would want the listening audience to know that masterminding isn't something that you start and stop. But I'm hearing you say that the more you do it, the more accomplishments you have. With 20 years of masterminding, I'm sure you've had various masterminding partners over that period of time. Tell us something about how you identify who to mastermind with, especially looking at the chapter that says the power of mastermind, the driving force. And in that chapter, it talks about needing to have multiple people around you to help you stay focused and grounded in reaching your actual goals. You've got 20 years of experience with that. Tell us, paint a picture for us on what that looks like.
Well, besides attending the yearly conferences and workshops that's established by Mastermind, I have my board of a group of masterminders that I talk to every morning. Well, we talk Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and they're my sounding board. And when they hold me accountable for what I tell them, I want them to hold me accountable for. And there's so many things, and I've come so far and with this group. And such as you, Cheryl, Patricia Edwards, Alice Fincher, you all are my sounding board. And when I want to really go step outside the box, I bring it to my sounding board, and they give me a feedback of what to do, such as, let me just say this, hopefully I'm not jumping ahead of you. When I wanted to become a member of the Cruise Line International Association, when I wanted to become a member of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, OASIS, OSSN, the Travel Industry Association, Disney Travel Specialists on Cruises and Tours, and Jamaica Travel Specialist, Sandals Certified Travel Specialist, and finishing Royal Caribbean University of WOW, I presented it to my sounding board. When I wanted to do my own newsletter, I presented it to my sounding board. When I wanted to establish my website, which I just completed on, I think it was yesterday, I did it myself. I said that I took it to my sounding board, and they're the ones, you all are the ones that encouraged me so to okay, we're going to hold you accountable. We're going to hold you accountable for this. And then Ann is right there, too. And when I really need in-depth information, I can call Ann McNeil, because there has been a time when she and I have just met, and she drew out the mastermind plan for me. If you want to make this amount of money, you've got to sell this many cabins. You've got to, and she has shown me step by step. So she's a part of my sounding board also. So that's who I give the credit to.
Wow.
Linda Dallin.
That's, So that accountability piece is crucial. I need to go to a commercial, but I'll be right back. Listening audience, stay with us.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning.
Good morning.
At
this
8
is Cheryl. Who's on hold?
On Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Rosalind calling from Reno.
Masterminders.
Rosalind, would you like to be on the show? You have a question?
Shows anytime on the web by visiting
right
Blog
now, I'm just listening. I had a question earlier, but you know what? She actually answered the question for me. I was going to ask her, you know, how did that help her? You know, and exactly what is the book about? I mean, I don't want to get ahead of her. Maybe she's coming up to that. About what the book, you know, what is this book really about, and how can I apply that to, you know,
I've got to go.
Okay.
I've got to go. My commercial's almost over.
Okay.
Izzy.
Yes. We heard your conversation with Rosalind. Okay.
You know, I've never done this back room thing before, so I thought I was having a secret meeting. Well, welcome, world. That's what really happens behind the scenes when it's done correctly. So since Ross asked the questions unaware, Izzy, you've read this book for years, time and time and time again. What exactly is this book about? Why is this book a number one seller year after year after year, especially looking into the fact that Napoleon Hill originally wrote this book in the 1930s during the time of the Great Depression, and this is the formula that many of today's millionaires credit with becoming millionaires. So what is really in the book, Izzy? What drives you to continue to do what the book tells you to do?
Well, Cheryl, not only do I read the book, I have the CDs, I have the cassettes. In the morning, I will play one CD or when I'm in my car, I'll play a CD. When I'm getting prepared to go about my day's journey, I will put a cassette in. And what really drives me, what I found that really drives me is I find in the book it teaches you step by step of how to be a masterminder, how to accumulate wealth, how to set your goals. That's number one, set the goal. I want to be a millionaire by the time I'm 65. My goal was I wanted to have $250,000 when I retired. I set that goal. I did a plan of action for that goal. I started saving aggressively. So reading the book shows you step by step, such as you've got to have the desire, you've got to have the faith, you've got to have auto-suggestion, you've got to get that specialized knowledge. That's why I became members of the cruise industry, not just my agency, my host agency, but I became involved in Cruise Line International Association because they give me that specialized knowledge. And then the organized planning, you've got to organize your plan. You've got to have a plan, but then you've got to have a plan of action. If I want $1 million, say, next year this time, I've got to sit down, do my plan, and then what actions am I going to take to accomplish my goal? And this is one thing not only did Mastermind teach me, but Anne took me personally by her side and told me, you have to do this is A, then B, then C, and you have to visualize. I have a poster board I'm looking at right now. You have to visualize your results. And it has happened to me, And if it can happen to me, it can happen to anyone. For instance, I said when I got ready to retire, I announced it in church one Sunday. I said, you are going to know that I'm rich when I park my Jaguar in the parking lot. Bam, I put a Jaguar picture on my refrigerator. I looked at it. You're my car. And I was blessed to get a Jaguar from a private owner for $10,000. So to make a long story short, this book will teach you, it will show you the art of persistence, the power of the mastermind, which is our topic for today. There's a power in the process of masterminding.
So you're saying that the book itself shows you how to take charge of your life.
Yes. How to take charge of your life and how to become a prosperous person.
You know, a very wise woman once told me, she said, people never take the time to study the areas that they're not mastering. And she went on to use marriage as an example. She says, how do you plan to have a good marriage if you don't study about marriage? How do you plan to master finances when you don't study finances? So many of people, once they walk outside of the classroom, they don't hold themselves accountable for extending knowledge in every area of their life. And so I would say to Roz that this book lays the foundation of how to take charge of your life, and then it motivates you to really look into every crook and cranny of your life and begin to have complete mastery in every area. And it's a 20-year process. I believe it was Andrew Carnegie who said, when you set out to accomplish a goal, give yourself at least 20 years to accomplish that goal. Now, 20 years might sound like a lot to some of our younger listeners, but let me tell you from my own experiences, 20 years is the batting of an eye.
So, yes.
You agree?
I totally agree.
Yeah, that being said, you've got to do the work anyway. I mean, you're going to wake up every morning anyway. You're going to go to bed every night anyway. Let's live life in between the waking up and the going to bed. Let's get excited about what we're doing, and let's at all costs leave a legacy. You don't know the number of people in your family, Izzy, who's watching you. And saying, well, I know where she started from. We've got the same parents. If she can do that, I can do that. And so it is so important to have those goals so that you can propel yourself into your true destiny and inadvertently take others along with you. I must pause to let you know, our listening audience, that the place to be on July 20th of this year is the Embassy Suite Hotel. There you will have an opportunity to take place in the International Masterminds Association's mid-year event. Please go to our website, internationalmasterminders.com, and get the information. That's where you want to be. And in that place, you will be motivated as never before. Izzy, when you attended your very first International Mastermind Association, I know for years you all met here, but the very first time that you had the big meeting in the hotel, what were your thoughts?
We have grown. We have grown. When I looked at all the participants, I knew that from Anne's family room to where we were then, we had grown.
And the energy in that place, are you ever surprised by the level of energy in those meetings?
Yes, and see that's the power of the mastermind, is the energy from others that are in your presence. You pick it up. You see women that have become lawyers or doctors or whatever their field, their energy, it promotes your energy, and that gives you more power to go, and I'm going to do my business, and the next time we meet, I'm going to be somebody.
Exactly. I think what happened for me, if I can share my own testimony, I was at one of the mid-year meetings, and this young man stood on a box in order to be seen beyond the podium, where he delivered a word that to this day still resonates in me. And here this guy, I guess at best he may have been 7. I know he wasn't 10. His name was Stefan. And when this young man spoke and his goals and how much money he had saved and what he planned to continue to do, I said, okay, where are my grandchildren? Get them in here. They need to be masterminders. And so it showed me that you're never too young to begin the process. And if you're never too young to begin the process, you're certainly never too old to begin the process. Wow. Speaking of the process, Izzy, in 20 years of living, certainly you have had your life challenges, because life offers us many opportunities to grow through both pain and the agony of devastation. Has masterminding been able to assist you as you've gone through some of life difficulties? And if so, how?
It has, by continuously doing my business. I had to take my mind off of what I was going through with and put it in God's hand. It was nothing I could do about it. I've lost, in 1999, I lost my second son. And then in 2000, 2008, I lost my favorite brother. 2009, I had open heart surgery where they almost lost me. And then just last year, I buried my oldest son. January the 7th made a year that I buried him. So I've had a lot of challenges. Now, let me just say this. When I first came to Mastermind, I had challenges then. And I was in a marriage that I wasn't happy in. Good person, but I just wasn't happy in the marriage. And when I left that mastermind meeting, I was driving. I guess they inserted energy in me until I drove out there to Ann's house in one car. And by the time they finished with me, I went to Maroonie during that time. And I told the guy, I said, I want that truck right there. Didn't have not one quarter, but I had the faith. And he says, what are you going to put down? I said, I don't have any money. I got the truck. I called my daughter. I said, come and get my car, and I'm fixing to drive my truck home. So it encouraged me to go ahead, okay, get the divorce. You're not happy. Go ahead and get it and go on about your business. Sometimes we have to, you know, take off the shoes and put on a new pair of shoes, not telling anybody to leave the husband, but that's what happened to me. So I went through quite a few challenges, but the challenges, I put them in God's hand, and I went on and I did my business. I'm still doing my business, and I'm still loving it. And right after I buried my son, I went on the cruise. And so you can't cry over spilled milk.
Okay, so you're saying that in the places where you're not happy, and you're going to have places where you're not happy, that you need to change your focus. And you need to surround yourself around positive people who can help you have a greater vision of what's possible for you. And in doing that, it goes back to accountability. So at one point, somebody says, Izzy, why do you continue to do this when you don't enjoy that? Or Izzy, I know your heart is breaking, but we've got you. Or whatever those conversations are, it reminds you that you're not in the world alone. Isn't it amazing how you can have family members and they not really know you?
Oh, yeah. Yet, true. That, yes.
yet you can have members of a mastermind group that knows you, like family mm-hmm. members just, it. How does that work?
Well, you know, in my family, they give me the highest praise. They put me on a pedestal. My sister do this. My sister, she has this travel business, and but then what are you doing? And I try to explain to them, you know, what I did. Here's the book. You follow the pattern of the book. But now with my group and mastermind, it's like I can just pour my heart out to them more so than I can my family. You know, they say blood is thicker than water, but sometimes, like the word said, there's one closer than a brother. And I find that with the three women that I mastermind with every morning. I find that with Ann McNeil. I find that in the conference that, you know, I attend. So I would say yes, that there are some in mastermind groups that I can, like I said, just pull my heart out. But my family will say, oh, well, you're going to be all right. Don't worry about it. Oh, just pray. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I need comfort for right then, and then I go ahead on, you know, so I can go to my mastermind group and tell them how I feel in it. Okay, we're praying for you. We're here for you. You know, so I see a difference. I really see a difference. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. We've got to pause for a break. Give me just a minute. Well, 30 seconds.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Thank you. For our listening audience, if you'd like to participate in the conversation, please dial 661-554-9219 and press 1. Well, Izzy, we've covered a lot of ground today. I'd like to go back to the book for a moment. There talks about three major sources of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Infinite knowledge, which is the source of knowledge that can be contracted with the aid of creative imagination. And you said that's what happened when you said at that first meeting, and you began to create this business that was just out in the universe waiting for you to pull it in. You then mm-hmm. talked about accumulated experience, and that's the mm-hmm. experience of civilizations that may be found in any well-equipped library, in these different schools that you attended, in that job that started training you unaware. And then third, the experiment and research, and it says in the field of science and in particularly every walk of life, people are gathering, classifying, and organizing new facts daily. This is the source of which one must turn when knowledge is not available through accumulated experience. You have seen in your 20 years of masterminding, people go from pencil and paper and encyclopedias to a world that's completely electronic and technologically connected. How do you stay abreast with making those transitions as you go from one stage to another? Michael, I see you. I promise you I'll join you in after Izzy responds.
Okay, I stay abreast like the three major sources of knowledge says, you got to have that infinite intelligence. You got to have the mind to want to do it. And then my accumulated experiences, when I go on different trips, I accumulate my experience from the trips, and then my experiment and research. I involve myself in the travel industry. In the travel industry, to acquire my knowledge in organizing and walking with other people of like mind in the industry, and they're so informative towards me. They say, you know, you need to try this, you need to go over here and try this group, try that group. So I gather all of that when I'm in their presence. So that's how I go from one step to the other major step with these three sources of knowledge. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the one and only Mr. Michael Batiste in our conversation at this time. We are so glad to have you, Michael. I initially met you at an international mastermind meeting. I don't recall if it was the annual meeting or the mid-year, but I was most impressed with you being a young man. What were your thoughts when you attended that first meeting?
Well, sure. I do want to say thank you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. First off, thank you for the wonderful introduction. You've been great thus far. And for me, you know, my experience at the first international mastermind mid-year meetup, for me, you know, it was really mind-blowing. Just being around people who actually have been masterminding for years and who've actually been succeeding at it, whether it's been 5 years, 10 years, some people even 20 years or more, just being around people who actually have used the mastermind concept to, you know, become extremely successful. You know, it blew my mind, and it really stressed my mind on seeing what's possible and what masterminding can do. So.
Now, when you saw such an array of age groups in that room, did that surprise you?
Yes, it did. yes, it did. I mean, I was one of the younger people there, and that surprised me because I thought there would be other people within my age bracket there, you know, looking to receive the same type of information. And when I got there, obviously, you know, there were people older than myself and people who, you know, had gotten a lot further in life, but it was also inspirational at the same time. You know, it gave me the idea that possibly I can have, you know, a lot more of my peers, a lot more of my, you know, people within my age bracket, you know, turn them on to the concept of Think to Grow Rich and turn them on to the concept of mastermind. Because, you know, it's so important to have that type of support system, no matter what it is that you're doing in life.
And when did you first read the book, Michael?
Let's see. I first read Think and Grow Rich, I want to say in 2010. That was my first time reading the book in 2010. And since then, I haven't been able to put the book down.
Mm. Now, so did you read the book and then start masterminding?
Yes, actually, I read the book several times because it was tough for me to believe in the validity of the book. You know, although it had some great information, you know, I still was one of the people like, okay, that sounds good, but I don't think I can make that happen. I don't think this is for me. So it wasn't until I read the book multiple times and, you know, I started noticing that, you know, I was using the principles involved in Think and Grow Rich, and I was actually, you know, experiencing a little bit of success with those principles. That was when, you know, I took, you know, a lot of action with the book.
Mm. Now, Izzy, I know that you started a mastermind group with your family. How did they take to the book right away, or how did that process go for the person who's listening and thinking, this is worth doing, but I don't have a group? How feasible is it to even attempt to do a mastermind group with your family?
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's hard. it's hard. I started with my family in Charlotte, North Carolina. And matter of fact, Ann was with me, and she spoke to my family members. Now, they're business-minded people, and I guess they went their direction of what they the way they wanted to do it. Now, they read Think and Grow Rich. They read the book. They told me they read it. But then I guess not being around them, they kind of fell back off the, fell from the first meeting. But when you're dealing with family members, like the words say, a prophet is not honored in his own town. Even my family members here, they admire me. They love what I'm doing. My aunt do this, my grandmother does this, but as far as them stepping into the concept and starting their businesses and stuff like that, hopefully eventually they will see what I'm doing and grabs hold to it. Now, I have one son. He does was at Florida Memorial University, and I, Reggie, start a business. I will assist you. So now I'm talking to him with the mastermind principle, and he's grabbing hold to it. So I guess when you want to talk to your family members, I can't tell you how to go about doing it, because some will accept you and some will not.
Okay, now, Michael, you're at Florida Memorial University, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
So how or have you attempted to reach out to other college students to get them to use the principles of Think and Grow Rich or even to read the book?
Well, yes, ma'am. I have been able to get, you know, a lot of students and involved in the Think and Grow Rich process, whether it be reading in the book or going online, reading more about the book, or actually, mastermind with me personally. And I will tell you, I do have a friend of mine who I've actually been masterminding with. This friend of mine, he's also an athlete. I was a basketball player here at Florida Memorial, did very well. But one of my friends said he was an athlete on the baseball team. And, as athletes, working out with somebody who's on your level, it's good. But when you work out with somebody who's above you, who's got – they've got the strength that you're looking to have. They've got the speed, the agility. It's always great to work out with that type of person because they take you from the level where you're at up to a high level. And they stretch you, because they just have the strength that you don't have. And so for me, I got with this friend. I started masterminding with him about 2011 after I first read Think and Grow Rich. And, it wasn't in the sense of, using the mind to mastermind. It was using, the body. To increase, the performance rate on the court, the mental training on the court. And basically, we just worked out together so we can be better at both our sports, basketball and baseball. So a couple of years passed by and things happened. And, here we are in 2013. And, we started masterminding again. But this time, after reading Think and Grow Rich so many times and realizing that, the mastermind principle it can be used, for anything regarding business, finances, or life period. So we got together, we started masterminding, getting together about two times a week, and since we've done so, things have, tremendously increased for us. For me myself, I plan on becoming an entrepreneur, and business has actually picked up. I do online marketing work, we help people build websites and drive revenue online. And so with that, business has picked up for me. In addition to that, my friend, he's also went from having, a job, which he really hated, to having, three jobs in his field, which is working at the airport in the administration office. So things have been picking up for him and me. And so, it just goes to show, that mastermind, it works. And, it works tremendously. I strongly recommend everybody, who's listening to this call, you're listening to this call right now, definitely start masterminding because the results you achieve, you won't even believe it. I mean, I'm still surprised to this day, what's been happening in my life just because I started masterminding with a friend of mine. I mean, it's incredible, and I'm excited for the future because I know there's a lot more in store, and I know there, you know, there's just other great people out there in this world to mastermind with, and I'm just excited. Bottom line,
Michael, we're going to go to a break. When we return, I'd like you to share with our listening audience the approach that maybe they should consider taking in pulling other younger people into the mastermind concept, because every parent and every grandparent wants their children to supersede anything that they have accomplished. Izzy is an example of that. We'll be right back. Thank you.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Michael.
Yes.
Give us your viewpoint on the conversation that should be had or could be had when trying to pull in other young people. Lord knows, had I gotten this information at your age, who knows what I'd really be doing at this point.
Oh, yes, very true. Yeah, very true. Let's see. Well, you know, for the younger generation, you know, there's definitely a different type of thinking process now compared to, you know, a lot of people who are a little bit older. And, you know, the thinking process, you know, it's very different. However, you know, it's the same thinking process in terms of how people have been thinking for years. And what I'm getting at is this. In terms of approaching younger people and, you know, looking to embellish this thing, grow rich and mastermind and philosophy into their lifestyle, you know, one of the things I suggest is just, you know, point out the fact that two heads are better than one. I mean, when you think about how far can you really get in life without your mom or without your dad helping you, you know, whether it be in school and, you know, clothes, finances, whatever the case may be, you know, you have your parents there helping you. And, with you know, with their thinking ability, whenever you have a problem, you go ask your parents a question. You know, they can either solve the problem or, you know, point you in the right direction to help you solve the problem. And look, dude, you know, most young people know they actually start off masterminding with their parents, you know, in the early stages of life. So, you know, what I do when it comes to masterminding and talking to my friends about masterminding, you know, I break the concept down how they've been masterminding for years. I let them know that when you do mastermind with somebody else, the benefits of it are that they'll know something that you don't, and they can possibly give you an idea that you never had. And, you know, with that idea, you know, your life, it just changes 180 degrees, you know, just flips around. And, you know, for myself, even masterminding with, you know, some of my role models and some of my mentors in life, just masterminding and getting information from them has completely changed my life. You know, I'll tell you, you know, when I first met Mr. McNeil, you know, my life was not where I wanted it to be. You know, I was, you know, I just got kicked and suspended off the basketball team. You know, I just wasn't where I wanted to be. So, and, you know, after getting with Mr. McNeil and doing a lot of mastermind and using my brain and actually thinking, which my brain, you know, my life took off. I did a lot of great things. You know, I did well in basketball. I got the highest GPA of my life, which was a 3.3 last semester. You know, I received a whole bunch of awards just for being myself and being a role model, you know, to the Florida Memorial community by, you know, influencing them to read and just giving out great information for the young students and helping them, you know, get their life on a positive track in a positive direction. You know, like mastermind has helped me. And so for the younger generation, you know, it's best to just let them know two heads are better than one, and success can never be accomplished alone. And the fact that, you know, they not that they need, because, you know, you have to be self-reliant, but and to a certain degree, they need other people in order to help them get to where they want to be. So Those are things that have to be told to the younger generation looking to get started with masterminding.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you pointed out that all people start masterminding with their parents because they start setting goals and achieving those goals, and that there is a need to continue to use your mind for positive things, as we know we can use our minds to be destructive. And in doing so, surrounding yourself with people who want something, you can accomplish more. So once you set your mind to improving your GPA, which was probably inspired by it being suspended from the team, you then put a plan of action in place and made that come to fruition. Michael, thank you. Thank you for your input. Now, would you say at this point that you're going to continue to mastermind, or is this a phase for you?
Oh, no, no, no. Mastermind has now become a part of my life. Like, it's what I do. I get on the phone with, you know, my role models, you know, people who are further ahead of me in life, who have a different type of wisdom. I get on the phone with them. I get in their face. And I just constantly, you know, use the masterminding principle to help me get closer to my goals, because there's a lot that I want to do. I have a lot of dreams and ambitions and, you know, big-time goals. I want to start companies. I want to, you know, there are things that I want to do. So I know that in order to get closer to those things, I'm going to need, you know, different type of information from people who are far more successful than I am. And, you know, I'm not afraid to humbly step towards them and let them know, you know, listen, I'd love to mastermind with you. And I think there are some things we can gain from each other. And you know, a lot of the times, those people, they say, okay, great, I'd be glad to have you on. And you know, this is something that I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life, which is mastermind.
Does that mean then when you're in the dating process, does this conversation come up? And I'm being nosy. This one's just strictly being nosy. Let's be honest.
This conversation, it doesn't come up, I guess, directly. But, you know, kind of whenever I'm doing a dating process, you know, I'll use the mastermind concept and see, you know, see how mutually beneficial this type of intimate relationship can be, or it is, and depending upon that, I will basically, you know, kind of, you know, see where the other person is at. I mean, for the most part, but I'm looking to answer this as politically as I possibly can.
Okay, I think there might be a hand up. I'm not sure, so I'm going to check with Roz and see if she wants to say something. Roz?
Hi.
Is your
Hello.
Hand up? Hi,
Hello.
Honey. How are you?
I'm great.
I
just wanted to thank you guys
here.
For a great show. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's a thing here, and I thought that meant you wanted to say something. Is that what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you like to say?
It says to press one. I just want to thank you guys for a great show. This was very interesting. Very interesting.
So are you a masterminder, Roz?
You know what? There, so many times I have attempted to read Think and Grow Rich, and I just haven't finished the entire book. I've never, ever finished the entire book. It always seems like I could just, for some strange reason, I could read the introduction, get to chapter one. I could feel the energy of the book for some strange reason, and I just take off from there. So I've never, ever finished the book.
Roz, here's what I'd like you to take into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
By and
I have
large,
it downloaded on my phone. It's downloaded in an app on my phone. I have the book. You know, it's not that I don't have the book, but.
Okay, I see you, Shay. But listen, Roz,
mm-hmm.
in the real world, women,
mm-hmm.
we spend
mm-hmm.
more time planning our hair appointments, planning our weddings, planning
That's
our
right.
birthday parties,
mm-hmm.
but yet we just let life happen. Come on, Roz, you're better than that. It's time to read
That's
the book.
Right,
it's time to mastermind.
Yeah, I'm going to find some time to read the book. I'm a very, very busy, 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 busy person. I have the app on my phone. I have the entire book. I have the book.
Okay, well, I've got to go, but I want you to read the book. I want you to mastermind, and I want you to contact the International Mastermind Association and mastermind with us. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Shay.
Okay.
Shay, would you like to say something?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Shawana, originally from Alabama.
My Shawana?
Yes.
My Shawana in Texas?
Hey. Yes.
So are you masterminding?
I am. I'm still working on masterminding, but I had this conversation this week with a lady. I've been doing more entrepreneurial things as a part of me moving to Texas. That was a part of me being connected to IMA, and so I really even so we're just looking to identify two or three more people to connect with our group, and then we're going to officially start. So I just hearing everybody, that feeling of closeness just instantly comes back. So I miss you guys so much, and I just appreciate just the knowledge, the exposure. And so I just want to encourage anyone that's listening, just take those small steps because they add up. To the lady that was just saying she doesn't quite have time to read the book, I had like two copies of the book and I hadn't read it, and then I bought it on CD. And what I do is I listen to it when I drive. And so maybe you can't get that hard copy in your hands, but when you're busy moving about town, just put those CDs on. I actually have it saved as part of my Google Music, and so if she would like for me to share it with her, I'd be happy to do that as well. So if you're ever walking or exercising, you certainly can listen to it then. But and for the young man that's doing the masterminding that spoke, that's absolutely excellent, and it just pays off in so many different areas of your life. So I really was just listening this morning, but I wanted to kind of encourage those that are in different stages of the process. It's not perfect. I think this started for me over 5 years ago. So,
well, here's what I know. The Michael that we're talking to now is not the Michael that existed before he started masterminding. And I would even say that masterminding and connecting with like-minded people has been a lifesaver for Mike. Shawana, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're running out of time. Gosh. So I'd like to give our guest, Isabella Rivers and Michael Baptiste, one last time to make any closing remarks. Izzy.
No, I enjoyed every minute of it. I just let me interject this right quickly. Where it was talking about the power of the mastermind, I have it underlined where they were talking about the power of the mastermind, where there's two or three together, you have this infinite power there. And that's in the scriptures, where there's two or three gathered together, you know, there's power. Finish.
Okay, thank you for your participation. Mike, we're going to let you close it out. Any closing comments, Michael?
Well, yes, my closing comment is that, and this may sound familiar if you ever read the book, you know, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, then the mind can achieve. It's as simple as that.
It's as simple as that.
I mean, if you haven't started masterminding, then why not? What's your excuse? Go do it now. Go do it today. Go talk to a like-minded friend and see how you guys can move forward together in life and make it happen. That's it. No excuses.
Well, that being said, listening audience, dust that book off. Get into it. Google International Mastermind Association. Attend that mid-year meeting this July 20th at the Embassy Suite Hotel, Boca Raton, Florida, from 8:30 until 3:30, you'll be glad you did. That being said, oh, my gosh, it's time to go. I guess I pressed this button.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Okay, officially logging off.